Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the 20 greatest American dishes of all times. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Guys, my coworker Steven absolutely adores KISW, especially the men's room. He is a huge rockaholic. Right now, he's in the hospital.
No.
Wants a shout out. No, we don't do that, Melissa.
Nope. Sorry.
Yep. Feel better.
Thanks for trying.
We don't care. It's not your birthday. Ola Miles, Thrill, Ted and Mike, I love your show from Chattanooga, Tennessee. My brother and his wife are having their first baby girl today in a few hours. I would appreciate it if you could wish baby Quinn a happy birthday. Welcome her to the world. Love from your new Uncle Chris. Thank you, guys. Give her a Johnson.
Can we, though? I mean, it said in a few hours. What time did it come in?
It came in at noon today.
Have we gotten a follow-up that says that she's here?
Hopefully we won't, because they're enjoying the newborn baby that came into this world.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
That's why the baby was born.
Yep. Gentlemen, can you please give a shout-out to my amazing boyfriend, James, who turns a big 33 today. Listen to your show every day on the way home from work. He puts up with my crazy ass and has the beard of a god. If we could get a Leroy Jenkins and Coach Ted hyping him up for his best year yet. Also, we love the Men's Room IPA, and a non-alcoholic version would be pretty cool. No, it wouldn't. For those of us that love the taste but can't drink alcohol, hint, hint. Love the show, guys. That from Brittany.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Real quick, I emailed Brittany back. I know there's a lot of people that don't imbibe anymore that would like to try it.
Sure.
Here's the issue. You have to make the beer, then extract the alcohol. So most of your local breweries are not going to have the cash or that machine around to be
it's
able to
over
do
over $1 million.
It's so expensive.
For that
That's
one
why
machine.
Most NA beers are just going to be national massive brands. But I will say Athletic, is they make a couple good NA IPAs.
Yeah. Okay. And if you're going to pull the beer or alcohol out, don't waste that.
What do they do with the alcohol after they pull the alcohol out of the beer?
Same. Like, make rum cake. Anything.
Well, I know in St. Louis where they used to make Budweiser, just throw it in the river. All right. James. Did you know it was James' birthday?
I don't know. It's James.
All right, James. First of all, stay away from all poor pie, including dolphins. But, dude, go out there, kick some butt. Sounds like you got a good night ahead of you hanging out with Brittany there. So, make sure it's she does a little Spears dance for you.
Hello, boys. I want to wish a very happy birthday to my sugar bud. I know he's looking forward to it. Can you give him a she wants a D? Your penis is too small. In and out, hitting the window. Lots of love, guys. That from Dave.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
The penis is too small.
Gentlemen, please wish my wife, Christina, a very happy 48th birthday. Great mom and sexy wife.
Yeah,
can the dirty Germans please have their way with her ample triple D mountains and tight bum? Mm. And a penis is too small. Thank you guys and all for all you guys do. That from Brian, David, and Elizabeth from Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, first of all, your tight bum will be loosened up quite a bit tonight.
Oh, no.
We do not use a lubricant and there are no safe words. And when he says triple D, does that mean you're actually a single D but have three breasts? I'm hoping so.
Yeah, so you know, maybe you'll have a good night and she'll play with your Boston beans. I'll leave the other one alone.
Why were beans so popular there back in the day? We used to have a restaurant called the Boston Beanery.
Yeah.
But they didn't serve any beans. But why were beans like
that? Wait, they didn't serve beans?
No, but why is Boston known for their beans?
Well, how would you call something the beanery? You, like, and that's not a goddamn
beans. We know all kinds of beans, but you never really hear about a traditional Boston bean dish, but they're known for that.
I mean, I know the candy.
It's still there. The Boston Beanery in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Yep.
Restaurant and tavern.
They don't wait, but you're telling me they don't serve any beans?
No beans.
And it's called the Beanery.
It's called the Boston Beanery. They don't have beans.
Story. The Boston Beanery is a neighborhood spot where anyone can stop in at any time and feel at home right away. We're about good food, good drinks, and good company. Our menu has been developed over the time to provide freshness, quality flavor, and a taste of Boston. We're known for our wings, our handcrafted burgers, our chowder, of course, and the flavorful sandwich from our Beacon Hill Grill. Our salads are always crisp, fresh, and packed with quality ingredients. There's nothing about beans in here!
No, there's no beans!
Well, they serve Boston-style chili, that's going to have some beans in it, right?
All right, well, all chili most of the time has
I don't
beans.
Name my whole place a beanery because I got beans in the chili.
It does seem like they should have a whole section of, like, dry our beans.
No beans. Guys, I want to wish my wife, Jesus.
Help!
I want to wish my husband, Eric, a very happy 53rd birthday from his dirty German wife. So how about that, Joey Chestnut and a fish sandwich? Thank you, guys. That from Jennifer.
Joey Chestnut!
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, tonight you'll be calling your wife Chestnut.
So, yeah, or maybe it's just a it's a target acquisition, huh? Yeah, see.
Damn!
Gentlemen, today is my dad Jeff's 69th birthday. All I want is dirty Germans to tell him how he should spend such a monumental birthday as a single man who loves to fish. Thanks, guys, and as always, love what you do and all that. I'll LARP on from Emily in Tacoma.
Yeah, if you're turning 69 years old, I think you know what to do tonight. Lay on your back and stare at the Cyclops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it'll remind you of the river and the same senses of fish.
It's like you successfully tied a balloon.
Yeah.
I would say this, dude. You're single and you love fishing. This weekend, stay off the damn river fishing with your dudes. Go meet some women.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you,
bitches. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Oh, there they are. Thank you. I knew they were going to clap, dude. So I was just thanking them beforehand.
The sign's busted. We got a neon issue. We're working on it.
Mike, will you get on it?
Ted's been bitching about the neon issue for like a month and a half now.
You need to update the technology. Neon's out.
All right, so this is a list of the 20 greatest dishes to come from America. Now, a lot of this list will have kind of a theme,
okay,
right? Which is, I think you can make the argument that overall, soul food or Southern is kind of like the one like real American thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's
good reasons
for
that. Because,
like, obviously, first on the list is barbecue. But barbecue's included a lot in soul food kind of cooking. So barbecue comes in on the list first. Now, look, you can find barbecue all over the world and this and that. It was massive with the Spanish when they're down in the Caribbean. But America really takes it to that next level. Nobody else has barbecue places like we do. And that's incorporating. And listen, I know I love barbecue. But they're basically just saying the four styles and region, right?
That's the difference.
Right, you got the Carolina barbecue, Texas barbecue. But Carolina basically is the hog. Pig is the man.
Yeah.
Texas, beef is king. Memphis, ribs and rubs. And then Kansas City, Well, they do a tomato-based sauce, and also credit to Kansas City, they do both.
Yeah, they do pork and beef. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's cool is when I visited my grandparents on my mother's side, they lived in Virginia, but originally came from North Carolina, so we'd always have Carolina-style barbecue. Visit the family in Texas, obviously Texas-style barbecue, but like the food was never bad, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I know Miles, and if you really break it down, you can get into like the Carolinas, right?
North Carolina is different than South Carolina barbecue.
Right, in South Carolina, it's only that one little area basically around Columbia that's doing the mustard-based sauce. Correct. And this and that. Also, shout out to Gunners, way up north, man. They're doing some really good barbecue.
Kentucky's got a very unique style of barbecue, which is fantastic.
Doesn't Tennessee also do its own barbecue as well?
A lot of places. Well, Memphis, Tennessee. A lot of places.
I just did it.
You did it in Omaha.
Like a lot of places do. Just generally, if you're talking barbecue, those are like the four styles that everybody knows. But there is a ton of different styles, and you know, once you break it down, you get really deep and in the minutia of like, all right.
It's fascinating. I've been getting into it here the last few years. I love it.
Next on the list, fried orca.
Fried orca. Fatty and delicious.
Not just
like, pork belly.
On a Keiko cake?
I you know what? That's probably one that I'll pass on. I've had it in gumbo. It's fine. It's a vegetable.
It is.
It's a bitter vegetable. It's fine. It doesn't stand on its own.
Correct.
It's fine in gumbo.
All right,
but other than that.
It's generally, Miles, I'm 100% with you. Like, I don't know what it is. It's fine in gumbos or succotash, but every time I've tried it on its own, whether it's fried or in a cheese sauce, it just has a unique flavor where you're like, I'm not big on it.
Would you try the fried orca?
No comment.
You know what? I would. I know it's terrible to say, but I would.
I mean, yeah.
Next on the list, we got the Cobb salad.
Okay. All right. That's a good salad.
Yep. Credit for the Cobb salad generally goes to Bob Cobb. He was the owner.
Poor guy.
Bob Cobb.
Poor guy, man.
He was the owner of the now defunct Brown Derby chain restaurant in L.A. Again, that's the one salad. Throw you enjoy the Cobb salad, right?
Everything except the lettuce.
I cannot believe that guy had to go through life being Bob Cobb.
Bob Cobb. Did he just really like hard-boiled eggs?
Well, I think blue cheese and bacon are the star of that show. Also, you know, man, just a wedge lettuce. Just a quarter wedge lettuce is better than you think when you do a Cobb style.
Yeah, or sometimes I just hate the wedge thing. But sometimes too, I like it. People will just line up everything on a giant Cobb salad.
Yeah.
So next on the list of America's 20 greatest food inventions, basically, peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we invented peanut butter, right? That was George Washington Carver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did not realize that peanut butter and jelly, if you're not from the States, is such an odd thing to people.
Right.
The idea of it is disgusting.
Until they try it, and they're like, okay, America's got this.
And right now, Uncrustables are king.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They've been around for a while. I like it. Just discovered them the last year and a half.
Box them in my freezer at all times.
See, but I've never been bothered by the crust near as much as you guys have.
I'm just saying that.
The crust doesn't bother me, but the Uncrustables is just a great product.
Superior, yes.
Next on the list, we can thank our Native American friends, fry bread.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know that was a Native thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
Basically, he was born out of necessity in the mid-1800s when the tribes were forced off their lands and forced to relocate what's now New Mexico. So they didn't have a ton of stuff available, and they came up with fry bread.
Huh.
You never knew that, huh?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
One, I think everybody in here enjoys.
Now you don't hate him anymore, do you, Mike?
Oh, come on, man. I never did.
Red beans and rice. That's a huge one.
Yep.
Obviously, anything, you know, you're going to, you know, rice is always going to stretch your meal or whatever. Red beans were huge down in the Caribbean, specifically in Haiti. They come over, kind of all ends up down there in New Orleans. You get that Creole kind of cooking. Red beans and rice always going to be a, good meal, traditionally served on Mondays.
And for a good side, man, they have the 90-second packets like they do with the other rice.
So
you can just easily put that in, man, and have a good side in, you know, a minute and a half.
And I have it on good authority that they didn't miss her. Red beans and rice.
All right.
It's a Sir Mix-a-Lot line.
All right. Yeah, we're talking about classic American foods that are invented here. The hamburger.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people, I like this. Founding fathers were not eating burgers.
Now, did they still have hamburger meat in other places and they were just, we were the ones that made the patty?
So the hamburger also used to be a big fair food.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And then people really liked them so much. And then once you get past like World War II, like the hamburger really starts showing up. And then also it was kind of a cheap sandwich. Again, I want to say it's Connecticut. It's like,
well, it's garbage meat.
Well, there's some tiny little place that still steams their burgers and stuff.
White Castle. Yeah.
But that's where White Castle got the idea from, the original place. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that it was just this cheap meal. But then people really liked them. Like I said, it was like a fair food. And then it blows up. And then obviously, with the invention of fast food and all that kind of stuff, the burger really takes off. All and to me, like that is like the American classic.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And after that, what's more American than having a hamburger?
Hot dog?
A dog.
Apple pie.
Oh. That too, Ted.
Right, because see that what people say, like, as American as apple pie. Mm-hmm. I think you could say that for a burger as well. But obviously, people love apple pie. Now, one we got, a newer one to the list, thanks to our friends in Hawaii.
Moco Loco?
Spam.
Poke bowls.
Oh, poke bowls.
Oh, is that Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Did not realize that.
Okay. Chili also makes the list. You know what? I'll be honest with you. It's like the pizza damn argument. Doesn't really matter. Texas style chili does not have beans. I know a lot of places they add the beans. If you want to put beans in it when you're making it home, go ahead. Clam chowder.
All right.
Sure.
General Tso's chicken, not Chinese.
General. He was a Marine.
The Reuben sandwich is an American classic. Grits.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Cheddar or shrimp. Chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, I do remember that one.
Another American classic. Gumbo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Mission Burrito down there in California.
Yep. What's the Mission Burrito? I'm sorry.
That's a big fan.
That's kind of the burrito we're used to now with the beans and rice and everything else in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Banana pudding.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah, if you think you don't like banana pudding, you're probably wrong. Spaghetti and meatballs, huh?
Hey,
that's American.
That is American.
Sweet. We brought it over.
And then we were talking about earlier today, because it has hollandaise sauce, not barbecue.
Eggs Benedict.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, coming in just minutes, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. According to Buddhist monks, just 20 seconds of slow, deep breaths can reduce stress and anxiety.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 20 seconds or three nice, slow, easy inhales.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of goes back to what we were talking about yesterday when we were concerning therapy. It's just sometimes you need to take a second, let the panic go away, assess what you got in front of you. And they were kind of saying it was more kind of in lieu of 2 hours worth of meditation. Sometimes you just need to ground yourself for a minute. Really, it's not near as dire as you think it is.
But I think most people do without realizing they've done it, right? So we have to have a meeting, and I hate any meeting that we have to have. And I'm very irritated when I know we're going to have a meeting. But before you say step into the conference room, don't you just do the...
Exactly.
Because it brings you relief. Or if the kids really screw up and you have to talk to them, but like, it's like, okay, I don't... We have to have a serious conversation. I don't want to berate you.
And I will give my sister and brother-in-law all the credit in the world. My nephew is 3 years old, and by the age of like 1.5, 2 years old, they had already established with him because, you know, kids, they freak out. They don't know how to process their emotions just yet. And so if there was anything that caused him to just freak out, she would grab him, and then he had this procedure that there was, I don't know if it was a look, I don't know if it was a vocal cue, but he would just, and he'd give a big old sigh, and it would completely wipe him clean. It was phenomenal, dude.
But I mean, don't you do that? You watch a sport.
Sure.
And your team, just some stupid mistake. You're pissed, but you still just do the... And then you don't comment on it.
Next.
Right.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, even like the Marine Corps has specific techniques for dudes in very high-intense areas, right? Like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, anybody could freak out. You just got to be like, all right, hang on.
Right.
Yeah.
Shelve it, and then we'll deal with it later.
You deal with it pretty quickly, but there's still enough time to like take some breaths, get your brain back on.
And
this is when your
adrenaline's going.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, and when your fight or flight shows up, you don't think rationally. When you take a breath, give yourself a second to come up with a good solution.
Yeah.
You can think clearly. Now, granted, when you're in a doggone firefight, that's kind of hard to do.
A little different. Yeah.
So I'm not going to discount a doggone bit with all that special ops training. But
I'm drowning. Save me.
Oddly enough, dude, that has helped me in a handful of different ways.
What's that?
I told you guys the hot dog story when I was chugging on the hot dog at the pole riding event.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Being able, you know, because there's panic when you're choking and you can't breathe.
Yes.
But being able to kind of override my panic senses and relax for a second, I was able to find the solution. It sucks. It's hard. But if you can force yourself under pressure to stop for a minute, take a breath, if you can.
You were choking on a hot dog at bull riding?
Not the one that we went to.
I went
with Dan and his brother Rob, and then I just... It was that in-between bite with a hot dog where there was just a little too much left, but not enough to where it was...
Yeah, make it two bites?
And then so I horked it down, and it was too hot, and I choked on it, and... Yeah, it was not my best moment. I laughed. A study on competitive slap fighting found 78% of contestants showed signs of brain injury.
Well, no crap. I mean, you're only taking slaps to the face.
Right.
I'm still kind of shocked that got...
Not only that, but you're hitting the button.
Right.
Right.
And they don't hit you
anywhere
else.
Your goal is to hit the button and knock someone out.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, on a clean shot.
Well, and we... I feel like we're starting to learn, like, no, concussions are very regular. When people show signs of concussion, that's a really bad situation, but we're getting concussions regularly. There was an interview with Brett Favre not too long ago that he was talking with, I don't know if it was a psychotherapist or somebody, who, you know, like a neurologist or something like that, but he says, how many concussions do you think that you've had in your career? And he's just like, 6, 7, you know, I took a couple good hard hits. He's like, no, thousands.
Dude, I was thinking at Jiu-Jitsu. They said, look, the hardest, look, you might want to try to punch someone. But if you're gonna jab someone, the heel of your hand is the hardest part of your hand,
and you don't feel it.
And so, you know, if you just come in on someone, I mean, boom, it's like the elbow. Like,
yes,
that's the hard part. You're taking a shot from the hardest part of the hand.
Exactly,
that's harder than the fist.
Right, and you can just wail on somebody, and you're fine. And it hurts your brain.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knew?
According to a new poll, over half of the world has fallen victim to cyber attacks.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of the in thing as far as crime goes.
We had a cyber attack 3 or 4 years ago. Shut down our whole email system.
Yes, we did.
And everything else.
I still want to figure out who in the hell did it.
Well, someone who wants... In that case, it was a ransom attack.
It was.
So you're looking for cash. You're not looking... It's not political. It's
right.
It's completely monetarily motivated. Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Mike.
Yeah, no kidding.
You'd have to travel the world and try to figure that one out.
No, I mean, who in our company clicked on a link?
I don't think that.
I don't even know if that was. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that was a massive.
I hope that's what it was.
I'm showing my ignorance here. Yeah.
Do one of those tests.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
But I mean, even just I've had my bank account stolen, and people started buying stuff. You're just like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm. I had called the bank 2 weeks ago. I think it was. because I got an alert on my phone. Hey, did you buy blank? The problem is, like, my wife's at home, so I text her. Hey, did you just buy something? It's like $37, right? Like, hey, did you just buy whatever? She's like, no. I'm like, crap. So I called the bank, and it was easy enough to do. And the reason there was an alert, because she even said, $37, we don't normally contact you. But they tried it three times in a row through PayPal. I do not have PayPal.
There you go.
You know, my wife
was
does.
Was it here in Washington, or was it?
I don't know. They didn't give me all the info. Okay. But, and they were trying to buy video games. So I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Probably my son.
I bet my, was my kid over my there. Kid, yeah.
Last time mine was hacked, they went bowling in Texas and went out to dinner.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I bet you had a good night.
My guy bought shoes, and he went to Foot Lockers in Virginia and Victoria's Secret.
Damn.
So I'm assuming it was a dude and his girl, like, let's go get shoes and
I literally saw a video of one last night. Now, first world problems, but it still just sucks. Somebody hacked this woman's Ticketmaster.
Oh, no.
And so she got to the concert venue, and all of a sudden, her tickets were sapped right out of her phone.
Ugh. Oh!
Because they got into the account and then gave them to this new email address, and then she just didn't have her tickets anymore.
And Ticketmaster is such a scam. That would really piss me off. Like, man, those tickets cost four times what they're worth.
Yeah, no kidding. Ted, what day is it, buddy?
Thursday.
Absolutely right. It is National Better Breakfast Day. And because we don't really care about better breakfast, let's get to the bad breakfast.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more of the unhealthiest breakfast foods on the planet. So I was sitting at the glorious Newark International Airport in New Jersey this morning at 5 a.m. Eastern.
Decent airport.
That's 2 a.m. Pacific. Across from me were what appeared to be on the surface a delightful young couple. He looked like a beaten dog. She looked like she had all the testosterone in the relationship. Ever hear of man-spreading? Where you just stretch out those legs to the sides and let it all hang loose? Well, that's what she was doing. Either she's packing some serious fire power in her pocket, or she was trying to cool the cauldron. Thank you, New Jersey. You never disappoint.
Yeah. So what do you guys say would, you know, if you had your way and you were just having the breakfast that you wanted at a convenience, maybe it's in your house, maybe it's something that you get at a restaurant, what do you guys prefer for breakfast?
I mean, if I'm like at a diner, for whatever reason, I cannot resist corned beef hash.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah, I never do it at home, ever. But if I see it on your menu, like, I am getting that.
Generally, Ted, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, generally on the weekends when I, like, cook breakfast, it's just scrambled eggs, usually sausage links or bacon.
Attaboy.
I mean, if I'm going all out, country fried chicken steak.
Not
bad. Yeah, if I'm at the diner going all out, it's Eggs Benny.
Nice. To be honest with you,
barbecue sauce.
That guy's going to live rent-free in my head for a while.
No kid.
We don't have English muffins in Missouri or eggs. Yeah. Hollandaise cheaper than hell.
We don't do that.
We don't have that. And hell no. That's rich people food. Thomas's English muffins, like $17 a pack of six. Eggs, according to some people, $9 a dozen.
Oh, my God. So these are the unhealthiest breakfast foods. They gave me a list of 25, so here's the bottom 15 of the honorable mentions here. Bottom of the list, bagel and cream cheese shows up.
Boo.
Screw you. It's fantastic.
No, a bagel's really not good for you.
I hate that. No.
I love bagels. They're just not good for you.
Juice shows up. Too much sugar. Yeah. Pancakes. My wife would be crying right now.
It's also just crazy because, like, when I grew up, it was like everybody's like, oh, be healthy. Drink juice.
Yeah,
have here's a bagel with cream cheese for breakfast.
Yeah. They squeeze the fruit to get it and then add a friggin' pack of sugar. French toast with syrup. Underrated.
French toast is great. I rarely get it, but it is delicious.
Agreed. I do the same doggone thing. If somebody showed up, I went to my wife's, went to my in-laws for a football game. And they said, we're making French toast. I was jacked.
Hey, oh, yeah. Elmer's in Tacoma has the best French toast I've ever eaten in my life. Hands down, there is no comparison.
I got to go there.
There's no comparison.
Hash browns. Screw you. Screw you. Well, I love it.
But they need to be, you either do it right or you don't. So when you do the flat pan of hash browns, that's fine, like the McDonald's version of it. But man, like if you go into Vula's and you see that whole top covered in its
half of that grill, we're not saying we're not going to eat it. We're just saying they are unhealthy.
I know.
Fast food breakfast sandwiches, love them, Love them to death, dude.
They're fast food. We know they're not healthy, but yeah, come on.
Biscuits, you know.
Don't care.
You know.
Do not care.
Fast food breakfast burritos, I will guilt-free eat those every damn time.
I'll say, Jack's got his 24 hours.
Yes, that's right. Sugary yogurt, breakfast sausages, Ted.
Oh,
you and me
it.
Both, man. I love those damn things.
I like the links. Yep, muffins.
Fried chicken and waffles. Shocker.
Yeah, don't care.
Donuts. Shocker.
Really? Yeah, right?
White toast with margarine. Shut up. Blended coffee drinks. Shocker.
Yeah.
Rounds out the honorable mentions here. So these are the unhealthiest breakfast foods. Shocker. Cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
I feel like I only get that at the airport, though.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I feel like, or maybe on like Sunday, like you might cook some cinnamon rolls, like the Pillsbury thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think people generally are like, oh, I'll just grab a cinnamon roll.
I don't even consider that like a food.
Right? That's a treat.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I had my first Cinnabon like year two of dating my wife.
Oh, really?
My God. Okay. My God.
Yeah, I don't go much, but when you're there, like, just get the frickin' roll.
Also, you guys remember our old friends at the Buttered Biscuit down there in summer?
Yeah.
Massive cinnamon rolls. They're fantastic. Granola bars.
Yeah, I'm not a big granola guy. I'm actually happy to hear that.
Yeah, but, you know, I think they're talking like the Nestle ones or the Quaker Oats ones. Right. S'mores granola bar.
There are healthy ones, but they're not the ones you're eating.
If it has the chocolate chips in it, it's not healthy.
Or like if you get the soft and chewies at Costco, they have like half the sugar of the regular ones.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, soft and chewy.
Yeah.
Store-bought smoothies.
Well, sure.
Yeah, they're great, though.
Yeah, they're going to load them with sugar. Look, for the longest time, I was drinking those Green Machine Naked juices.
Yeah.
Thinking that I was doing right.
They're not.
No, you're pouring sugar into yourself. Now, it's fine, but you're pouring sugar into yourself. And then, actually, when it comes to those smoothies, apparently, what that does is it takes some of the fiber away from them, or some of the... Because you're adding the juice. You're not necessarily adding the fruit.
You need the
fibers of those fruits in order to really get the nutritional benefits. Because your body burns the fibers in order to get through it all there. Frozen breakfast sandwiches. I don't know why anybody thinks those are healthy for you.
I think, again, that's a convenience thing.
Yeah.
It's the morning. You're running late.
Throwing a Jimmy Dean into the microwave.
That's exactly why you're eating it. Yeah.
Exactly. Breakfast pastries.
Well, if you just say pastry, probably not healthy.
I do love a Danish, though, dude. I don't care if it's wrapped in plastic. I love a Danish.
I'm with you.
Low-fiber breakfast cereal. Get it with fiber. They have a bowl of like Fruit Loops over here.
I was going to say, right? I don't know why you'd call it, just call it the sugary stuff.
Right.
That's easier to understand. Like, it's got low fiber.
Grape nuts, the stuff you like. Maybe cornflakes. Like,
Kashi.
Say what?
Kashi.
Kashi. I've never heard of Kashi.
That's a brand that has like healthy breakfast
cereal.
Healthy
cereal. Yeah. Okay.
So, no, the cereals you like are not good for you.
Correct. If you crave it, it's not good for you. Frozen waffles. What do you know? Eggo doesn't make the best product out there.
And you're kind of right. This is one of those lists you're not shocked.
Right. Well, unhealthiest breakfast foods.
I mean, steak and eggs is probably one of the healthier breakfasts you can have.
Right.
As far as not a carb loading. And
just high cholesterol.
In the morning,
but
sure.
Who gives a damn? High sugar instant oatmeal. That broke my heart. That was earlier on in my days where I started kind of understanding food, because I loved those little packs of the Quaker Oats, apple and cinnamon, the brown sugar maple
one was so good.
Look at all the sugar in there. Like, I got it. The sugar makes it taste good. Damn it. Shocker. Pop-Tarts.
Come on, man.
You know, we talked about the Pop-Tarts. If you had the Pop-Tarts library in front of you, what's the Pop-Tart that you're going to get? Of course, it's got the frosting on it. I've always been a s'mores guy. I've always loved the brown sugar cinnamon apologist.
Brown sugar cinnamon's great, but 9 times out of 10, I just get the strawberry one.
Strawberry's always good.
Strawberry frosted one with that's my favorite. That's
money.
My go-to.
Unpopular opinion, I can't stand Pop-Tarts.
You can't stand Pop-Tarts?
No.
Not a one?
None.
No kidding.
Don't like them.
Lynch mobbing.
Yeah.
And then the number one unhealthiest breakfast food is going to tear everybody apart because it's become such a great meme food. Bacon.
I don't care.
I love bacon.
Like half
I
of it's
do not
fat.
Care.
Are you shocked?
Makes no difference to me.
No.
You can say they soak it in ethanol.
I would say the sausage patty is probably more unhealthy.
Maybe.
It's processed. I guess it's all processed.
Yeah.
I want good bacon, though. If you show up with that boxed, crap, microwavable garbage,
No, no, no. Yeah.
Like, that's for your burger at Jack in the Box. I know.
You can find... I mean, it's going to cost a lot more than regular bacon is the problem. But you could, you know, go to a butcher shop or something. You can find, like, high-quality bacon.
And the people who buy the slabs and cure their own, whichever method they use, that's just, I don't care how you do it, it just ends up being 10 times better.
That might be a future venture of mine. A grocery chain in Germany opened their shipments of bananas to find something a little extra there, Miles.
I bet that was bananas.
Yes, it was, and I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Before we get there, first, a quick shout out to our very own Mike Hawk and his wife, Mrs. Hawk, on your recent acquisition, man.
Oh, yeah.
Proud of you. Excited for you. Super happy for you.
You'll hear more about it on Monday, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is super happy for you guys, dude. That is great.
Thank you.
But, you know, you're not our honoree. Today, we toast an unidentified man from Topeka, Kansas. All right? So he planned to rob a Quick Shop convenience store there. He told the cashier to empty the register, which he did. However, our honoree was not satisfied with the amount of cash that was in the register. Now, we don't know how much he was expecting, but it wasn't enough to satisfy his criminal urges, so he improvised. But improvisation proved to be problematic because in addition to being a criminal, he's also an idiot. Case in point, he decided he would get more cash by tying up the cashier and working the counter himself, the plan being to keep the cash payments for himself. So
as customers came in
to buy something, he would give them their change.
All right. Okay.
But he's going to keep the profits. And he did this for 3 hours. But the whole thing came undone when a pair of customers came in that most people recognize as police officers. They quickly pieced together what might be going on when they saw the cashier tied up behind the counter and he was promptly arrested.
Oh, no.
That's just like, that's the decision you made? You know what? I'm going to work the counter for hours. God damn, you're stupid, man.
Don't mind him.
I know. Oh, he's fine. No, man, it's a bonded sex thing.
We're just playing a game.
Yeah. Hi. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to contest on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.